Hello, my name is Rob, and I have a podcast called Brunch with the Hollowells. Today, we are going to talk about what to expect of Season 7 of the podcast, recapping the wonderful original series of Charmed. Now, usually I have a co-host with me to help me recap all of the episodes one by one. Our last season had Ryan Hunter do an interim host guest spot. Now I am here to announce the official host for the remaining two seasons of the Brunch with the Hollowells podcast. I want you all to welcome Ryan Hunter as official host of Brunch with the Hollowells. Ryan, say hi to the Charmies.
I'm crying. Hello, Charmies. Hello. I hope you weren't disappointed with who the announcement was after that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful announcement from Rob. I was waiting for you to mention somebody else at the end.
Ryan, who else would I love to continue this journey with me? And I want to thank Ryan for agreeing to help out with the podcast and help me finish this so we can be one of the first podcasts to finish this series. Ryan is a huge fan of the show, probably a bigger fan than I am.
And no.
With his own podcast and the work that he is doing himself, he's still taking the time to help me with mine. So I really appreciate it and welcome officially to Brunch with the Hollowells.
Thank you so much. And Rob is a huge fan himself. He's being modest. He started this whole thing. Again, I have to say this podcast, there we go. Already come into New York already. The Brunch of the Hollowell podcast was the inspiration for me to start. I will say this forever, was the inspiration for me to start my own journey. Rob has helped me out tremendously. So how could I say no? Plus, being a Charmy and letting the show continue is a dream come true. So thank you and thank everybody and thank Charmed.
So for this trailer episode, it's basically just an introduction, a reminder what we're going to be doing during the season. And I always try and think of different ways to kind of shake things up, make things a little bit fresh. So we're going to talk about all of those things today and also our first impressions or I guess what we remember of season 7 before recapping. So let's see, where should we start?
Ooh.
Let's talk about our new format.
So exciting.
Ryan and I came together and we were just thinking of ways to kind of change things up. So we're going to be doing the show in sort of a different format. It's not something dramatically different than what you remember. We're still going to be recapping, reading the synopsis, commenting on what it is that we are watching as we read along. But sort of the order of things have changed. Some of the segments have either been removed or shortened just to give you more of what you want, which is Charmed Brunch Talk. So we usually start the show with a witch quote. Now, our witch quote is still going to be going on. Every episode, we will give you a witch quote from a witch in media, whether it's video games, comic books, TVs, movies, etc. This witch quote is going to come into the episode at any point.
Ooh.
So that means that no matter where, what we're doing, what we're talking about, at some point a witch quote is just going to pop up and we're going to just highlight that witch for a moment and get right back to charm. So it will not happen in the beginning of the episode. So you will have to listen throughout the whole thing in order to see who our highlighted witch are.
Little intermission. Ooh.
Yeah, a little intermission. Maybe the switch will come in and interrupt us mid-conversation. Who knows? But it's just this element of surprise that you'll have to look out for. The first thing that we're going to talk about once the episode starts is we're just going to give an overview of the episode that we're going to be recapping, meaning that we're going to start with our MVP of the episode. We're also going to start with our biggest play of the week. And we'll make an official announcement if anyone in the episode makes our Hot Man meter. For instance, Ryan, before we get to our recap, did you happen to add anyone to your hot man meter?
I did, a matter of fact. As soon as I saw Leo pop up on screen, I knew he was going on that list. So just made a little note, Leo.
So basically, we will either announce who is on our hot man meter, or we'll just say, yep, I added somebody. You can say, we might even say how many, but we will also let you know throughout the recap, once they are introduced, if they made the hot man meter. So our hot man meter will definitely be completed by the end of the episode. That also means that we will not be announcing every single guy in the episode as we usually do at the end of the episode. So any guys that we don't mention definitely didn't make our list. It is up to you, Charmies, to highlight and remember every guy that you see and add them to your list as you hear about them or see them on screen during your rewatch. And this will just keep the episode a little bit shorter, but not be so bombarded with just such a big section of just listing a bunch of men that most don't make the list, right?
Because they're shallow bitches, evidently.
I know, right? We're so horrible. So then after we sort of give a sort of an overview opinion about what it is that we're watching, then we will start our recap. We will continue to use the segment of WWPD, What Would Prue Do? We may not have one each episode, but we'll definitely bring it up if there is a moment that Prue may have affected the scene, right?
Definitely.
But the other thing is that I remember in the beginning of doing the entire podcast that Sean and I made it very personal. Like, we always took these situations, whether it was a sibling thing, a relationship thing, just a person in general, we always associated to how it differs from the gay community. How would we handle it? Most of the time it's the same thing. Other times it might be different. It might hit different than what is being, you know, displayed on screen. So we're going to bring more of that personality back into the show, and you'll hear a little bit more about our personal lives and if any of these situations sort of reflects on something that happened with us, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a lot about Ryan you guys don't know, so definitely listen out for his stories. I'm sure he'll have something.
I talk a lot, so I'm sure they do know. They know something. They know that I can't shut up.
Especially with the sibling thing. He is the Piper. He is the Jan. So, oh, no. You're the Phoebe. You are the Phoebe and Sydney of the group. That's right.
I'll take Sydney and Paige. But yes, Phoebe. Phoebe. No, I'm only joking. I love Phoebe.
So, again, not much of a huge change up, but hopefully this new format and this flow is a little bit better. But then also, again, we focus more on talking about Charmed and the contents thereof. So then what we've added is we usually had a game that we played. Mm. We played some games back in the day, and I thought that we should bring that element back. And usually what we did was every fourth episode, we would play a game. So I decided to bring that back. And not only do we have a game, but we have five different games that we could possibly play on the show every fourth Sunday.
So exciting.
We will be playing one of five games by random. And I'm just going to give you a brief description of what they are. The first one. Oh, sorry. Let me pull up the names of the games. Okay. First up, I have is called Word Up. It's the code word. I love that song. So
I was just about to say it.
Yeah. Word Up is basically sort of like the old school game show called Password. Basically, you would tell your teammate one word. And with that one word, they are supposed to guess the secret word or the word that you're thinking of, which will be charm related. So I think that'll be fun.
I agree.
All right, Ryan, tell them about the next game.
The next one is Never Have I Ever. We will pick a sister and play Never Have I Ever through clues to figure out which sister we are playing as.
So yeah, just like Ryan said, basically we are going to pretend that we're one of the sisters or maybe any character in Charmed. And then he and I will play Never Have I Ever. And through those clues, try and deduce which character we are actually playing.
I love this. I love this.
One of the other games that we came up with is called Oh Grams, which is basically a game where we are going to have to guess a Charmed-related word that is where the letters are scrambled as an anagram. The next game is called The Index. So basically, we are going to play a game that involves sort of the index of the Book of Shadows. And these are obviously all of the list of words that are in the Book of Shadows that have a specific meaning towards the mythology. And this is sort of played in the form of categories. And if anybody remembers that board game, you take a letter and you take a category and you have like a minute to think of every single thing that begins with that letter and is in that specific category. So we are going to play something like that, but Charmed related. So I want you guys to all break out your Charmed dictionaries because you're going to need to know some Charmed terminology to play this one.
We're going to have to get out our
Book
of Shadows for this.
And last but not least, this last game is called Spellbound. Ryan, tell everyone what Spellbound is going to be about.
So we are going to take a demon name and random words that must create a spell. So let's just say if we get the word Zanku, which might possibly be a demon coming up, and then we get words like bike and iced tea, we'll have to make a spell about Zanku riding a bicycle with iced tea.
Or just make sure that those two words are in the spell. And so Ryan and I will say each of our spells and we'll let you, the Charmies, vote on which spell sounded better.
Zanku riding bikes nearby. Will the iced tea let him die?
All I know is I'm going to have Harken Ye in my spell.
I Harken Ye. Yes.
That's too funny. Look out for those games to come up each fourth Sunday of the season. Now I want to talk about sort of the upcoming stuff that's going on Patreon. Those of you that are continuously pledging the podcast, again, thank you so much for your assistance, your feedback, your opinions, your suggestions on the show. All of it is being incorporated in the podcast as much as possible. And anytime that you guys pledge just definitely helps keep this podcast alive. Some of the things that are happening on there is, again, we have an opportunity for you to sign up to be on the podcast as a Charmy Spotlight to learn a little bit about you for one segment. And there's also a tier where you can become a full guest for the entire episode. So definitely look out for that.
I was going to say, that's one of the most rewarding parts, I feel like, of doing a podcast, Rob, is getting to hear from people who listen and their opinions and the interaction. I find that's one of the highlights for me, honestly.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So, yeah, if any of you guys have any interest in being on the podcast, check out the tiers. See if there's anyone that fits your liking. Again, stickers are given out on a certain tier. There is a tier where you can give your feedback, have voting rights, and make sure that your opinion and suggestions are heard and possibly implemented into the show. Also, we are going to come up with some kind of goal. If we reach each month, something big will happen for the entire page. And again, your name will be listed in our production notes on each episode as you are contributing to the show. Your name should be announced as you are part of the show as well. So that's patreon.com/BWTH podcast.
It's like a virtual pizza party that they would throw at school if everyone did well. Some popcorn in a little cup.
Right.
Maybe we'll give that out to everybody.
So now I just kind of want everyone to get an idea of what we remember from season 7 before we get into it, and also give you guys sort of a reminder of what to expect from the new season. We just wanted to kind of briefly talk about some of the new recurring characters that are going to pop up in this next season and sort of just give you a highlight of what we think of them so far. And maybe as the season goes along, we may change our minds. So this is already solidified in voice and audio of what we think. We'll see if our opinions stay the same or change. So Ryan, who should we talk about? Who are we going to see in season 7?
Let's start with what I remember from the first episode. And this is our Leslie Nick Lachey.
Oh my God, Leslie.
Rob, what do you think about Nick Lachey, honestly, in the height of his career, I would say, being Uncharmed.
We'll definitely talk about this in the first episode, but Leslie St. Clair, man. Oh my God.
St. Clair, yes.
So he definitely started acting around the exact same time he got a guest star on the show. I think it was around 2004. And when you look at this man, he literally brings you back 100%. To a time period that doesn't exist as much anymore. But does he remind you mid-2000s, just everything about him. But so what I remember is obviously I was a big fan of 98 Degrees. He was part of my boy band phenomenon. Like, I was very happy to see him on screen being on this show. Like, why not, right? And will I say he is the best person for Phoebe because he is on there for a Phoebe arc? I mean, no, he's not the best guy. But at this point in the show, do you think it elevates her love interests? Or do you think it was like a step down from what she's used to being with? I mean, aside from Cole, but I mean, just, you know, some of these
arc.
You know, like of these men that she would date. Like, you know, we just had her with Jason Dean. Do you think this is a step up, like a closer match, or do you think it was a step down?
I mean, not to get into something like a crazy conversation, because people do date random men. You could date some, you know, if you're searching for the right one, that is true. But this is like the time when Phoebe is just, you knew a man came on the show, it was coming for Phoebe. So I just hated that predictability. And you knew as soon as he came in and he worked in the office, you know, what does Phoebe like to do most? So I appreciate him for what it was at the time, this little time capsule. But to me, I didn't really enjoy him. But we'll hopefully this time around, we'll figure that out. And maybe his arc will grow on me. Not that I hate him.
Yeah. I thought his acting was par. It wasn't like the best, right? But I mean, there were a lot of questionable acting on the show to begin with. So, I mean, but for somebody maybe who didn't have any, I don't know if he had any acting, you know, like.
He was on SNL with Jessica like a year before that probably or something, I think.
You know what? That was hilarious. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to hate the man. He obviously has a bit of screen presence to him or whatever. I don't know if he ever took any acting lessons or classes, but he was decent for the most part. He did what he had to do. I'll tell you this. The man knows how to kiss, because that kiss was insanely hot. And again, we'll get into that.
You looked at those lips. I could tell.
Those lips were, those lips were very nice. But yeah, Leslie, we'll see if our opinions change about him. But he was okay. All right. So who should we talk about next? Real briefly.
Speak her name, Rob. Mrs. Detective.
Sheridan.
God.
Sheridan. Oh my God. Now you guys thought her like brief stint in season six was annoying. Like, God, she is just all over the place in this one. She's still gorgeous though. She's a beautiful woman, but like, man, I hated her character. This was by far the worst Inspector for me.
The worst.
She's
the
not
worst.
Even a demon. She's not even a demon. And I could not stand this woman. She is just so hardcore.
Yeah,
about.
You're right. Mostly they are. They're either a demon or yeah. Worst Inspector. I agree. I'll take Rodriguez from the season one.
I don't know. It just gets a little annoying for me that she's so gung-ho about this when there's a lot of like bigger stuff going on in the world. But I know she's assigned to this case. This is her mission or whatever. It's just a little weird. Her relationship with Daryl is a little weird too. I don't know. I wish there was a little bit of a different story arc with her and Daryl bumping heads with each other. But yeah, I don't remember liking Sheridan that much. So we'll see if she grows on me. Now, she obviously must be doing a very good job if I don't like her, because I think that's the point, right?
Right.
But I'll be watching her a little bit closely this time, as it's not really for fun anymore. I've really got to analyze who this woman is. So we'll see how she comes across this season. But he's not our only sort of like law enforcement. Who else are we going to be meeting this season?
We are going to be meeting Kerr Smith as Kyle Brody, or Kyle Moody, as I call him. Good thing he's good looking.
Did you like him? Did you
no.
like Brody? Why not? What was with Brody?
Too damaged, too goes crazy from what I remember, like, oh, I gotta do this. And they sack Paige with these downer guys, Richard.
That Paige is kind of true.
Paige needs a fun man. I guess they're waiting for someone in the future, but she gets these like really like moody, damaged guys all the time for some reason.
I remember liking Kyle with Paige, especially because he did know the secret. He wasn't scared of Paige. I think he allowed Paige to be her, if I remember. I don't know. Do you think he tried to kind of shut her down? I can't remember.
No, I just remember him. His story plays into one of our main villain arcs in this season. And he was fine up until they got into the trenches with this villain. And then it just became meh, meh, meh. Maybe. I could be remembering this wrong, but.
But I think I remember liking the character of Kyle Brody. Did I want him with Paige? Probably not. But I think I found him entertaining. But you're right. He is super moody. He's never happy.
No.
He kind of took the fun out of most of these episodes. So, I mean, I get it. He is definitely a looker. So I'm sure I'll see him on the meter as well. But that's the other thing with this season, though. This season is going to be really interesting for me because I don't remember it as much as I do the other seasons. This, you know, most of this stuff is a blur. Like when you guys listen to
it's
our
exciting,
first
though.
Episode.
That's exciting.
When you listen to our first episode of season seven, I swear to you, there's going to be so much that I don't remember that I'll point out. I don't even remember the first episode's plot to begin with. I'm pushing play and I'm like, this was the first episode of season seven. Like,
You're rewatching this for the first time.
Most likely. I think some episodes will be a blur for me. I can already feel it. But let's talk about one other person. Who else is popping up this season?
Let's see. We got Claire.
Should we talk about Zancuis? Let's talk about Zancuis.
I mean, he is a big bad.
Zancu, and we're not talking about the restaurant. This is Oded Fehr, our big bad of season seven. Now, I like Oded Fehr as an actor. Like, I think he is so brilliant. I loved him mm-hmm. in The Mummy. His very short role in Deuce Bigalow, he just was like an Adonis in that one, made to be. And like, seeing him on this show with those gray tipped spiky hair. I really like Zanku, but here's my biggest thing that I could not stand about Zanku. He reminds me of Barbus a lot. Like, he is so big on vengeance, and his ego is so big. There were so many times he would have won if he had just checked his fucking ego. He killed so many. That's what we should do. We should do a kill count of Zanku killing his own people.
Oh,
he killed so many of his own folks. Do you remember?
And see, I'm drawing a blank. I mean, I could picture some of the things he did, but you're right.
Every time he would get pissed off, he would just kill one of his minions. And it's just like, if you would just listen to your people and stop being driven by rage and revenge, like, you could have won so many times. It's insane. That's the only thing. But Barbus did the same thing. He always just took himself out of the bigger picture and was like, I want those witches. And so it was just annoying. It was annoying. And then every time somebody said something he should be listening to, he took them out. And so that was the biggest annoying thing for me, but I thought his, like, uniform villain outfit was on point, too.
Leather, black leather, different things on it. Yeah, yeah. And I like that he's not, from what I remember, he's not this cliched villain in the sense that he's not going like, oh, ha, 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 ha. Like, he's kind of more reserved, which I think actually is good, maybe. I mean, we'll see going through this again, but...
Yeah.
He's not an over-the-top villain that they could have pulled out for what they think. And I want Charmies to remember, this might have been our last season.
Exactly.
So that's one of the things going forward. Maybe just think about, Charmies, that would you have liked this as a last season? Would you have liked Zanku as the last season villain?
Yeah, yeah. That is going to be interesting to watch. Some of the writing details, some of the plot points being pushed forward as if it's the last season. We'll see if it feels a little rushed, maybe. Or, you know, did they know at, you know, at the beginning of the season that this would be the last? Are they setting stuff up, you know? So that'll be interesting. Wow, if this had been the last season, Paige wouldn't have gotten no one. Like, no one.
Which almost, I used to say this all the time when I watched this originally. I thought Paige was going to be the sister that never ended up with somebody. You know, I mean, on the show. I mean, not talking about in the future when the show off camera. But, and I would have been okay with that, honestly.
Very good.
Because that was her character up until this. I mean, we'll get into it, but I just hate the fact when shows are ending and they just rush it to kind of like marry off all the characters just so we could say they all lived happily ever after. I'm okay with Paige being single. I think she's okay with being single, which is kind of cool.
Exactly. No, I agree. Sometimes I think that TV shows and movies should sort of like display happiness in the form of just being independent, at least for the moment. You know, if we're going to see these people for the last time, it doesn't mean that they aren't fulfilled. They don't have that, you know, that husband and kids or whatever. So, yeah, I totally get that. Totally get that. So these are obviously not the only recurring characters we're getting for season 7, but thought I would just highlight some of the stuff that we remember, and we'll see how it plays out as we recap it. So we're going to close this episode out by announcing the Charmie Hot Man Meter of season 6.
Oh, yes.
This is a compiled list of hot guys, including one hot female and adorable being that you, the Charmies, have voted for. I've compiled all of your choices, and here are the rankings.
Oh.
And Ryan, you are a part of this list, by the way, because I did not make your own hot man meter for season 6. So your choices are also implemented into this decision. Should we start with number 1 and go down, or start with 10 and go
up? Oh, yeah, maybe let's do 10, maybe. That's fun, okay. Right? Like, to see who the actual grandest of them all is.
All right. So at number 10 of the hot men of season 6, you guys have voted Richard Montana.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't alone in having Richard, which I'm happy about.
Yeah. So just that's the bar. Everyone who is not as hot as Richard did not make this list.
My God. Oh, my God. That's pretty bad then, because I know he's not for everybody.
Do you have a prediction as to who number 9 is going to be?
I'm actually just looking to see who I had. I actually had Victor as number one. Oh, Lord. Oh, no, that's number five. Sorry. It's the wrong season. Holy shit. Oh, I had. I'm going to say the dog Oscar.
Okay. So at number nine, you guys voted Mordaunt as number nine from A Night to Remember.
Not that name. Mordaunt.
No, it's not. More. So Mordaunt was your number nine. All right. At number eight, you guys have voted. Wow, this is so interesting. This is a random one off the cuff. This is Brett from the episode Soul Survivor. This is Piper's second date, I believe. He shows up at the house.
Yes.
Wyatt scares him and he runs off. He is a QT even now. Look him up, guys. He is, he is really gorgeous. So number eight.
Wow, Brett.
At number seven is Leo Wyatt. Leo is number seven. I mean, here's the thing with Leo, and he was a little bit low on my list too. And this does not mean that he's losing his looks as the show goes by. It's just more of the fact that he doesn't change his look throughout the show. He looks the same every year. And I want to say, like, his peak for me was either season 4 or 5. I can't remember. There was something about him in one of those two seasons.
I would say, though,
you are gorgeous.
Season 5, I feel like his weight, which means nothing.
Yeah.
Because God knows. But I would say season 5, he looked like he weighed the most 5 and 6. So I'll say that's the only physical really change with Leo. His weight fluctuated a little. But I'm talking, I want Charmy's season 8 Leo. Let me tell you, season 8 Leo, you're all going to put him as number 1 or 2. Wait till you see season 8 Leo. It's like he... I'm telling you, that's what I'm ready for. I'm already on season 8.
All right. So at number 6 and number 5, this was actually a tie.
Hi. That's amazing. I love that it was a tie.
Yeah. So for number 5, so no particular order, they tied Daryl Morris and Greg the Fireman.
Two men of the badge.
Right. Yeah, so they tied at number 5. I'm not too surprised at this, but at the same time, they all have their very unique look to them. So it just depends what your flavor is, but from the Charmy's point of views, they were pretty much the same. All right. So here's your top 4 guys of season 6. At number 4, Jason Dean.
Okay, I'm going to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, do you think that he gets this because he becomes, what, McSteamy or whatever on Grey's Anatomy? Does he get McSteamy, Grey's Anatomy, extra pushes, I wonder, Charmies?
It could be. I didn't watch Grey's Anatomy, but I'm trying to remember if he had the crew cut in Grey's.
And from what I remember, he had body, because that's all they kept showing. I remember people talking about this shower scene and this body on him. So
yeah, I preferred him in season 5, but
spiky hair.
Yeah, I liked him with hair. But yeah, he is number 4 in season 6. At number 3, who do you think your top 3 guys are?
Okay, let me look. Well, I know it's not Leo because Mr. Old Reliable was my number one. Well, we didn't hear anything about Wyatt, adult Wyatt. We didn't hear anything about Chris. And there's a big one here that I did not hear because we didn't hear Monster Daddy either. So Mr. Wright, though, Mr. Wright, come on. I'm sure he's one of these 3.
Okay, so at number 3 is future evil adult Wyatt.
Number 3. Wow.
He is number 3. Yes. And still a handsome cutie patootie even today. All right, so we have number 1 and number 2. Who's number 2?
Chris.
Chris number two. All right. So Charmy's voted number two runner up of the hottest guy of season six, Mr. David Wright. He made number two.
Wait, does that mean
that means
does this happen last year too, I believe? Is this
so? It turns out last season Chris was also
I thought it was that's
the
so
number
crazy.
One hot guy. So twice he has made Hot Man Meter, tying Cole for the number one spot. And
wow.
And as he exits the show, it seems that they are going to be tied for the remainder of the series. So we'll never have like one official guy, but I'm sure I'll come up with something and we'll put together a list of the official hottest guys of the entire series.
Wow. Yes. Doesn't a certain demon show up during this season again? So that might tie break things.
Ooh.
I think we get our 150th episode of this season, I think.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Drew Fuller, a.k.a. Chris Berry, a.k.a. Chris Hollowell, for making number one your choice for the hottest guy of season six.
Wow, Chris. Congratulations.
Now, do you agree with this, Ryan?
Yeah, he was in my top four, so I agree. Honestly, you know, I stick with the classics. Leo Darrell, Victor.
All right, so let's look at our other categories. We have hottest female. There were a lot of interesting picks for this one, but Charmies have come to the conclusion that Paige Matthews was the hottest female of season six.
Paige.
Now, I am not mad at this decision at all, Charmies. And for me, I love her as a redhead so much. And I hate that she went back to brunette in season seven. I hate it. It just made her different and unique from the sisters. And I just loved her red hair. Ugh, I'm so mad she went back. But she is so gorgeous in season six. She is so gorgeous. So kudos to Rose McGowan for being the hottest female in season six. And with most adorable being, we actually have more than one winner for this one. I decided to highlight the top four as it was sort of unanimous that all four of these folks were very adorable amongst Charmy fans. First, we have little baby Wyatt.
Oh,
he was cute in this season. We also have my choice for most adorable, Vincent Wright. Also made the cut for the Charmies.
Vincent, truly adorable.
I love Vincent.
Truly.
And then your pick, Ryan, actually, it's Riley, our little leprechaun.
You know what? As long as you're sweet, height means nothing.
And the fourth and final person that was actually highlighted as most adorable was the pinochle playing Grandma Calloway.
I love that. Pinochle lady.
I love it too. Yeah. So Charmies, anyone who participated in this season's Hot Man Meter list, thank you for submitting your list to me and for participating this season. And of course, we encourage all that are listening, no matter if you're just catching up to the season and you haven't caught up to our latest episode, keep that list. Keep it and just keep it updated by the end of the season. I'll always give you time to catch up and send your list over before I make an official list. So don't be discouraged that you're not caught up to the latest episode. Always keep a list. Turn it into me anytime. I'm always interested in knowing everyone's taste whenever they finish their list. So hopefully we'll get a lot of people participating for season seven. Do you have any predictions who your hottest guy will be this season?
I'm thinking Zanku's definitely probably going on that list. And I'm thinking a little actor named Billy Zane, possibly.
He was a sweetheart. Because
LeGay.
God. Because I know what this man looks like today, there is a certain Zanku minion that pops in that I absolutely adore, and you've seen him in other shows and bigger roles, and I just think he is the hottest, one of the hottest men ever today.
Oh, damn.
And if I remember correctly, he looked just as good as young as he was in this show. I'm going to try and reach out to this gentleman and hopefully get a quote from him, but we'll see if he answers back. You'll have to find out as we watch season 7 together.
I'm really now. I can't wait.
Unless I see somebody hotter than him, he is my prediction. He will possibly be my number one this season. So look out for that gentleman. He's going to come up, and I'll definitely point him out. So with that being said, let's wrap this up. Ryan, welcome to Brunch with the Hollowells. I'm so excited for season 7. It'll be like a first rewatch for me in some ways, so it's going to be exciting. That's exciting. To see what this That's is going to be. Exciting. We're going to have an episode every Sunday during brunch. So, you know, break out those mimosas, get that Bloody Mary going, get that bagel and cream, and watch and listen to Brunch with the Hollowells.
Oh my God, yeah. Everything. Pancakes. Ooh.
All right. We will see you on September 5th.
See you then, Charmies.